Following a break from negotiations over the weekend, EU Foreign Policy Chief Ashton and Iranian Foreign Minister Zarif resumed talks aimed at finding a deal regarding Iran's nuclear programme. A July 20 deadline has been set to try and reach an agreement. Negotiating teams are taking part from Iran, the US, Russia, China, Britain, Germany and France.
Well, I mean, unfortunately, I'm not really at liberty to talk about what's being discussed in the room. I think we all know what the issues are. But there's a lot of speculation out there, and I'd rather not feed that speculation. All I can say is that we have a lot of determination on the side of the E3 plus 3 to try and get a deal by the 20th, and that we hope that the Iranian side shares that wish and will be prepared to make some compromises.
If a deal is reached, it will involve a scaling back of Iran's nuclear energy programme, and in return, sanctions targeting Iran's banking sector and international trade will be lifted.
At the end of the day, this issue is political and then technical. So if we want to find an agreement, first we have to think about how we will sell this at home, as the Iranian will have to do and the Americans as well. So actually, that's going to be the reason why the tone will going to be tougher, and we have to wait for very hard and difficult talks.
Technical teams at this sixth round of negotiations are currently drafting the wording for a final and comprehensive agreement, the text of which will be reviewed by all sides in the coming days.
These complex negotiations began in various meeting rooms inside this hotel in Vienna city centre last Wednesday. Since then, there have been no significant leaks to the media regarding progress. Analysts say this is a positive sign because it suggests that all sides are still very much engaged and are treating the talks seriously. Jerome Hughes, Press TV, Vienna.